Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's September 9, 2014, and this is episode 438. Today I talk about a topic that was raised by Andy Bartlett, a member of my cohort on the Arcanum, regarding how we push through the mental barriers and doubt as we try to create beautiful photographs after making some earlier, maybe more spectacular work. Although not all of our work will be as spectacular, I believe that great opportunities help to elevate us to higher ground in our photography, as we'll explore in this episode. This week's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. So first, I'd like to read you Andy's question, which sparked today's topic. Andy says, "I watched a great documentary last night about Pink Floyd making the Wish You Were Here album. This album came out after Dark Side of the Moon, which has been a huge critical success, and they suffered that situation that so besets music groups. What if that last album was the best we'll ever do? And how do we make this next one even better? Does the next picture we make have to be the best ever? I want to improve," says Andy, "but can this desire stop us from producing anything at all?" So this is an absolutely amazingly great question, and one that I thought about for a while before posting my reply in the cohort in the Arcanum, and it's been playing on my mind a little every so often since. So I'd like to relay an expanded version of my thoughts on this today. It can certainly be difficult to beat your previous work, and it's not always possible or even necessary to do so on an image-by-image basis, but I want to explain what this means to a creative and what I feel is important to aim for as we progress and hopefully evolve into better photographers. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you may have heard me say that I believe that our most recent work should be our best, and I still believe that. Of course, the images resulting from our efforts as we continue to create may not be as striking as those that we make during a trip to an amazing location or of a special subject. There are times, of course, when we visit an extraordinary location and the stars align and we come home with absolutely stunning photographs. Sometimes the emotion of the shoot or the memory of all the effort or even money that we spent to enable ourselves to make those images is so strong that it makes us love the work even more than the actual merit that the images themselves hold. But if we truly created beautiful art, then time will not diminish our appreciation of them, and months and years into the future, we'll still be able to look at these images and they'll bring a smile to our face or remind us of the cold wind in our face or the burning sand under our feet. Our old television broke a while back and we bought a new 55-inch 4K Sony Bravia TV. And I can plug into that TV a USB memory stick with my photos on and look at them at literally 8 megapixels on a 55-inch screen. My wife and I sat down and looked through album after album of photos from Antarctica, Namibia, Iceland, Hokkaido, as well as my city and flowers and flowerscapes portfolios. And a number of times I mentioned just how lucky I am to have visited these locations and been able to come home with such beautiful photos. Some of these photos are around 10 years old now and still make the hair stand up on the back of my head. These are my treasures and my prizes, and I feel incredibly fortunate to have been able to make these images, and that's why they ended up on the USB memory stick. they were given priority over many other photographs that I've made over the years, mostly because of the beauty of the place and what I made of these locations. Just looking back at these images fills me with pride, but also reminds me of times when it all comes together and all the effort is paid off. But when I pick up my camera to make a photograph closer to home or in my studio as I prepare for a magazine article, for example, I don't feel despondent because these images aren't going to be as dynamic or as amazing to look at as some of the work from my more exotic locations, or even locations closer to home when it all just comes together. Far from it, I actually approach all new work from what I could consider to be higher ground, as a result of having made the more special images. I believe that when we are fortunate enough to make breathtaking photographs, these elevate our creativity, and our work from that point comes from a different place, from a new you. The resulting work may not be as impressive as the work from the amazing locations, but they will almost undoubtedly be more refined, and if they aren't, we learn nothing from the previous experience. It's important to note that the leveling up process is far from automatic. You can't just pay to visit a beautiful location and just expect your work to be elevated. You need to be prepared and receptive. It's not based on happy accidents. If you tripped, fell, and pushed your camera shutter button, resulting in the most spectacular photograph you've ever made, the chances are you're not going to improve, unless, of course, you can figure out how to repeat the happy accident time and time again, in which case you might be onto something. The point is that you have to be working in such a way that you can repeat that quality of work, regardless of whether you are in Antarctica or your own backyard. Conversely, if you're not ready for an amazing location, you might come away with images that don't really do it justice and you won't really feel entirely happy with your images. I remember spending a few years before I started traveling to Hokkaido, for example, frantically trying to become a better photographer so that I wouldn't waste the chances that I knew I'd be presented with once I started to invest in traveling to that beautiful northern island of Japan. I wasn't fully ready. I was still bracketing my shots until my now good friend Hiroshi Yokoyama, one of the two workshop leaders on my first winter trip there, told me that only people that don't understand exposure bracket their shots. He and the other leader, Yoshiaki Kobayashi, taught me how to expose for the snow and led me into my first adventure into manual exposure, changing my photography completely and forever. If I'd gone on this trip too early, I would have been too scared to try and not ready for their advice. I'm using my own experience of growing from the locations that I visit, but this will of course be different for you. You may not be a landscape or wildlife photographer. If street photography is your thing, you may need to change the mental images here to match your own experiences. But I'd hazard a guess that there will be some pivotal experiences that have or will hunt you up to higher levels as you progress. You might take a workshop in Paris or Rome with my friend Valerie Jardin, and it could totally change your photography. If I was a street photographer, there's nothing more I'd rather do. Or you might be a sports photographer plugging away at your local school's soccer match every weekend, getting bored with your results, but then get a chance to shoot from the sidelines of a professional game. It's then that all of the work you did shooting the school soccer matches is going to help you, nervous as you are, to make the most of your chance in that stadium. Whatever the situation, if you're ready, it will almost certainly change you. These are our Dark Side of the Moon albums. These are the experiences that move us to the next level. Pink Floyd was an amazing band to make that album, but having made it, they were elevated to new ground. And with that comes expectations and pressure. They earned the right to be where they were, and it was up to them to continue on their creative path and on to even greater things. I believe that we are the amalgamation of everything that we experience as we move through life. Everything that you do becomes a part of you, and the same goes for photography. You cannot help but be affected by all of the photographs that you make. They become part of you as much as the character that you build as you go through life. Some experiences are more character building than others. I'm sure I was changed more by the experience of finding that pesky brain tumor in my head 3 years ago than I was by the act of eating a rice ball wrapped in seaweed for lunch today. And the same goes for our photographic high points. The great shoots, the great locations, and amazing opportunities elevate us to a higher place, but it's then our own responsibility to stay in that higher zone and look for the next rung of the ladder. It would be really easy to come back home with our treasures and store them away in a lofty location and go back to our old ways, but that would be doing yourself an injustice. As you build on your experiences, shoot from that new higher place and from the new self that's capable of more, and your photography will improve regardless of the subject matter. You should have now a new sensitivity and appreciation of what you see through the viewfinder. Don't waste that. You know that you can do better, and you can. Before we go on, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor for this week, Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP. As you know, my website is based on WordPress, and I use WordPress because there's a bunch of things that I need to do that are quite specialist. But honestly, it takes me a lot of time to keep that website going, and the maintenance overhead is huge. So, you know, you come by the website, it all works nice and smoothly, and you think, oh, this is pretty nice. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And I really wish that I didn't have those few extra things that I need to do and could just move to Squarespace. It's a perfect platform for photographers and artists to display their work and sell their work. You can add images instantly, drag and drop them directly from your desktop into the browser window. They've got many templates with beautiful full bleed image display and hundreds of customizable settings, including fonts, colors, and sizes. And every Squarespace website can be made to look totally unique with these customizable options. Squarespace gallery blocks can be added anywhere on your website and offer hundreds of presentation variations, including slideshows, sliders, grid layouts, and more. Squarespace are constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with, and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. The new Squarespace Metric app for iPhone and iPad allows you to check site stats like page views, unique visitors, and social media follows. With the blog app, you can make text updates, tap and drag images to change layouts, and monitor comments as you go. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain if you sign up for a year. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website, so your content will look great on every device every time. Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code MBP to get a 10% discount and show your support for the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. We thank Squarespace for their support. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Okay, so getting back to the evolution of the photographer. One other thing that I've come to realise as I experience more and build my own photographic character is that in my early days, I was desperate to build my collection of treasures. I had decided I was a photographer, but I needed my bag of marbles to prove that I was. This, I now know, leads to mediocrity. You go out with your camera and you come back with a handful of shots, some nice ones, and your main goal is to drop a few into your best shots folder or upload them to your web gallery. I've always tried to be picky with what I show people, and have never been one for dumping my entire memory card on Flickr, but I know that there were times when I was adding images to my web galleries simply to prove that I was doing it and growing my collection. I felt that having a large selection of images online would somehow validate me as a photographer. As the collection grew, I started to do pruning sessions and I'd go through my old galleries, clipping off an image here and an image there, but I still held on to some of my older work, partly because it was helping to pad out my collections and also because I'd worked hard, for example, to upload it all and add titles and captions. Again, this was holding on to something because I'd worked hard to put it there. In my case, I'd also referenced a lot of images in my old gallery in this podcast, and the way I developed the back end for the podcast meant that I had to leave some images online to keep them available for people listening to the archives. I remedied that last year by getting help from a friend, Michael Rammel, to get almost 200 old episodes posted onto my blog along with the photos, removing the requirement to keep the old gallery online. And you can't imagine how good it felt to tear that gallery down with thousands of images that I no longer felt represented where I am as a photographer. Some of the images are still there in the blog post, which is fine. They're part of my history as a photographer and a content creator, but as an artist, they no longer need to be in my portfolio. And that is what I created to replace my old galleries. My portfolios that you can now access through the menu bar on the martinbaileyphotography.com website are a much more refined selection of my images. And the only thing that will stop me from updating these now is time. I can now go in and much more easily remove images that I don't want to show anymore and add new work or a new portfolio gallery as necessary, and that's been liberating. To get back to the point though, I reached a point a few years ago where I had enough photographs that I was happy with, that I no longer felt the need, the urge, to continuously add new images unless they actually built on my portfolio. As selective as I'd been to that point, I was in a place now that I was able to become totally ruthless in my selection of new work. Now, whenever I raise a camera to my eye, my entire photographic life seems to flash before my eyes. I release the shutter, creating frames as I work to refine my images. That's how I work. But as I work my subject, I know that the shots that I'm making at a certain point are not the ones that I will show people. The way I work is almost like filling a bucket of water until it reaches a line marking my current level. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the creative hose pipe is only trickling, and sometimes the water stops altogether. But I have to keep working until the water flows and the bucket fills, or I know I won't get my shots. There comes a point, though, that I know that I've achieved what I was trying to achieve, and the required level has been reached, and when it all goes really well, even surpassed. Sometimes it's so hard that I'm not sure until I get home and look at the images on the computer or do my post-processing, but I generally have a good idea when the quality I'm working towards has been achieved. Sometimes, of course, it's still so hard that I can't reach that level that I want to be at. I tried as hard as I could, but I just couldn't get there. I simply can't reach the point where I'm truly happy with the results. In the past, that's when I would have posted images anyway, because I needed to fill the marble bag, I needed to collect my treasures and prove that I was doing it. I had to show something for the effort that I was putting in. Now, I have enough treasures that when I simply can't make it happen, nobody sees the results of my efforts, and I start trying to figure out what I need to do to improve. The important thing when this happens is to know that you need to improve and figure out how to do that, rather than settling for what you are able to create. I haven't seen the Pink Floyd documentary that Andy mentioned in his question, but I'm pretty sure that they made a few songs that didn't make the Wish You Were Here album. There's an old adage that you're only as good as your worst photograph. This is so true. If you're going through an amazing portfolio of images, really impressed with what you're seeing, and then presented with a really weak image, you are instantly deflated. That becomes the baseline from which you judge that photographer from that point on. I know it's hard to keep these lesser works out, but you have to do it. After a trip or a shoot, I try to spend a good week or so mulling over my resulting images. My goal is always to show as few images as possible, not as many as possible. If I can quickly get my images down to 50 shots, I'll try to get them to 40. If I can get them down to 30, I'll keep going through them and try to get them to 25. Once I get to a really tight selection of images that I think I'm ready to show people, I use my heart to get rid of a few more. I grab a coffee, kick my feet up, and watch the images flow by one, in a Lightroom slideshow. I keep my Bluetooth keyboard on my lap as the slideshow progresses, and I feel my reaction to each image. I need to be excited as it appears on the screen, but sometimes I get a slight sinking feeling as an image is displayed. Right there, I hit the number one key on the keyboard, and the image is demoted out of the set. I guess that the conclusion that I've kind of come to as I've thought through this is I believe that deep down, as I was posting images a few years ago, I sometimes knew that I could do better. I had to be truly happy with some of my work that at that point, or I'd probably have sold all my gear and taken up knitting, but there were times that I knew deep down that it wasn't up to the mark. But I also think that this is okay as an expected part of the evolution of the photographer. If you can use this information that I'm giving you today to shortcut some of your own progress, that's great. For me, I think it was necessary. As you walk your path as a photographer and have your experiences and opportunities that enable you to level up your skills, the important thing, I think, is to not allow yourself to slip back down to your previous level. In your heart, you will know that you can do better. And if you simply can't, no matter how hard you try, you have to set about the task of figuring out what to do next to stay on your higher ground. You don't have to do that alone, of course. And for heaven's sake, don't throw out your images if you didn't quite make them as good as you'd hoped. Seek the advice of a trusted critic. My wife is my best, and our closeness gives her permission to be incredibly ruthless. I don't agree with every call she makes, but generally when I'm in doubt about an image enough to ask for her opinion, when she says it's crap, I generally listen to her. She's not a photographer, so it's not always easy for her to articulate exactly what she thinks is unnecessary or missing, but our conversations often fill me with ideas to try next time I'm stuck in a similar situation. In fact, we sometimes get so wrapped up in our own expectations of our photographs that we overlook some of the other images with potential. And only I can actually, based on the conversations with my wife, I actually sometimes find the work that really works in the outtakes. The creative muse was doing their job in the field. It's sometimes our struggling inner creative that was getting in the way after that. And a fresh pair of eyes and impartial opinion can help us to get past that. I definitely feel, though, that over the years, my experiences and achievements have helped build Martin 2014, the current version of me, and I will continue to level up each year, and I know that this goes for you too. Stick with your art, listen to your trusted critics, and listen when a little voice inside you whispers, "You're better than this now." Work through the doubt and fears of failure until you feel for sure that the work you are creating right now is at least at your current standard. And when you get a chance to level up again, grab it and make it yours. Evolution comes in bursts. It's okay if you don't improve with every shoot, but it's not okay to devolve and resign yourself to being the previous lesser you. Your work doesn't have to be as dynamic and amazing as that from your best opportunities, but you will know inside if it meets your current levels and expectations. If it's not up to scratch, keep plugging away at it until you create something that you know in your heart is what it needs to be at this point. It's important to our growth and success to surround ourselves with people that help us to look inside ourselves and grow. And I want to thank Andy Bartlett for getting me thinking about this stuff. Before we finish today, I wanted to quickly let you know that I'll be at Fotokina 2014 in Germany starting next week. Well, actually, I personally won't be there, but my friends at Gura Gear will be using some of my Iceland images splashed across their booth, and they've agreed to hand out postcards with one of the photos on one side, and on the other side, there's a special offer where you can win a 1-hour portfolio review session with me, and everyone that enters for this prize will get a special pack of 5 high-resolution desktop images for free. The webpage address that you need to visit to enter and claim your free gift and enter for the prize is on the postcard. So do drop by and say hello to my friends at the Gura Gear booth and grab a postcard or two for you and your friends. Thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.